Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who flat out get it done, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I'm going to try something I've never done before. That's a South Dakota Corn Year in Review. I begin with mid-June at Falls Park right here in Sioux Falls when South Dakota Corn put together a tractor rally to support our state's corn farmers and E15. It coincided with the visit to our state by then EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Folks, it was amazingly effective and without a lot of detail. A few months later, President Trump directed the EPA to begin rulemaking that allows for year-round use of gasoline with E15. South Dakota Corn teamed up with Raven Industries and the Charge to obtain funding and support for the Raven Precision Agriculture Center on the campus of South Dakota State. Two more success stories involving South Dakota Corn would be the growing relationship with South Dakota's conservation groups and the support of soon-to-open Ringneck Energy Ethanol Plant in Oneida, South Dakota. We continue to advocate for livestock development in the state and educate our corn farmers about using farming practices that improve soil health and water quality. Nationally, South Dakota Corn has been knee-deep in putting together a farm bill which will benefit South Dakota agriculture, a bill which retains crop insurance with no changes, which protects the harvest price option, increases the conservation reserve program by 3 million acres, and allows farmers to sign up and change from agriculture risk coverage to price loss coverage every year. Very importantly, a soil health and income protection program was created for the Prairie Pothole region that includes much of eastern South Dakota. How about the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement allowing exports of corn, ethanol, and dry distillers to flow freely to our two closest neighbors? Finally, South Dakota Corn has launched a new way to communicate with our farm families, a new blog, and moving emerge from a quarterly print publication to a monthly digital format. Thanks to you, South Dakota Corn continues to be a strong voice for farm families and peer in Washington, D.C. Hey, be safe, and thanks for everything.